Maine's textile industry had its heyday a century ago, but one company in Portland sees a bright future in textile manufacturing and is producing garments stitched from 100% American-made materials. And as they did 100 years ago, immigrants are the workforce that's helping to fuel this new textile industry into the future. Patty White has our story.
Fleece jackets are so ubiquitous these days, you'd think it'd be easy to find the materials needed to make them. But not if you're committed to utilize only materials that are made here in this country.
It took us 6 months to find pocket fabric made in the U.S. for jackets and vests.
In fact, it took a good year of sleuthing to find all American-made material, says Ben Waxman. He's co-founder of American Roots, which specializes in company apparel, fleece jackets, vests, and pullovers that can be customized with the business logo. Those pockets, by the way, are made in Colorado. Most of the fleece is made in Massachusetts, zippers are manufactured in California, and the labels are made right here in Lewiston, Maine. They're all stitched together at American Roots' bright, daylight-filled warehouse just a few blocks from downtown Portland. Eight sewing machines hum along to the sounds of Bruce Springsteen. Once the search for U.S.-made products was complete, American Roots co-founder Whitney Reynolds says she had to embark on another difficult search.
We needed to find a workforce, and we found that it wasn't really out there, so we really needed to train them.
American Roots partnered with Portland Adult Education, Goodwill, and Coastal Enterprises to offer a 7-week training program. Reynolds says 30 people responded to the ad.
Out of that 30 that we vetted, two of them were Native Mainers. And I was shocked to see that. Two of those people, and then one didn't show up for the interview. So clearly the majority was, you know, new Americans.
My name is Dua Khalifa. I'm from Portland, Maine, originally from Iraq.
Dua Khalifa is a top stitcher. She glides a fleece sleeve through her sewing machine to add finishing details.
When I just first came, it's just like confused and a little bit scared because I've never worked before. But Whitney, Ben, oh my God, they're like very kind people, and I feel like they care about us.
Khalifa is one of eight stitchers American Roots employs. All are women, and they're all new Americans.
Our first training program had a sign up on the wall where we would write, you know, thread in English, and then write it in Arabic and French and Spanish.
The women had to learn stitch-specific English and convert their metric system math skills to the U.S. system. The women also had to learn something else, how to unionize. In fact, that was Ben Waxman's idea.
We believe every worker should have a voice, regardless of how small we are and how big we become.
Before starting American Roots, Waxman spent more than a decade working for the national AFL-CIO. In that time, he met workers who had felt firsthand the effects of the decline in domestic manufacturing, and Waxman dreamed of starting a business that produced something 100% U.S.-made. When he and Reynolds launched American Roots a year ago, they prided themselves on offering a good place to work with a starting pay of $12.50 an hour and benefits. Still, they wanted employees to unionize.
You know, someday it's not going to be Whit and I on the floor every day. It's going to be a different manager. And so those workers need to have a voice.
American Roots employees chose the Steelworkers Union to represent them. Dua Khalifa says she likes having the extra support.
As a woman come from Iraq, it's good for me. It's make me feel strong woman. You know, I have somebody to reach me what I supposed to be do. Because this is first job for me.
This is probably a good time to ask the question, how could American Roots pull this all off financially? They pay their workers above minimum wage. They use more expensive American-made components. But they have to sell their apparel at a competitive price. Waxman admits that it's tough. He and Reynolds scrape by for a year without taking paychecks.
We would be lying if Whitney and I said someday we don't want a lake house. That's the truth. I mean, you know, we're not doing this for our health. We're doing this to make a living. There's a choice to be made on profit over greed in our minds. And making 100% profit versus making a 50% profit or versus making an 800% profit.
Waxman says they choose to take a profit on the lower end of the scale. And he thinks sales will make up for that. American Roots has already exceeded its first-year production goal of 8,000 garments by more than twofold, sending some 20,000 garments to market. Soon, they'll expand into other apparel and fabrics. And there's an upcoming training aimed at recruiting and hiring more employees. Though Waxman didn't expect that the company's workforce would be completely comprised of all new Americans, he says it's actually pretty fitting.
Yeah, this is a 100% American-made company. We opened the door to anybody who wanted to work. And the first people who walked through the door were people that had just walked into this country. So that's about as American as it gets.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.